You're listening to the audio production of Why I Am Still Surprised by the Spirit, Discovering How God Speaks and Heals Today by Jack Deere, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Please note that you may download a PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit www.zondervan.com/p/power-of-spirit-audio.
For Lisa. For half a century, Lisa and I have walked side by side as brother and sister in Christ, as friends and lovers, as father and mother. She is still as radiant as the dawn, as beautiful as the full moon, as pure as the sun, as awesome as an army with banners. Song of Solomon 6:10. Chapter 1. From Professor to Healer. They had seen water turned into wine, a boy at the abyss of death rescued by a word sent from afar, a paralytic who hadn't walked for 38 years picked up his mat and walked away, 5,000 men fed from a boy's sack lunch, a storm threatening to take them under until he walked over the water and got into the boat, the eyes of a man born blind opened, a body dead and rotting in a tomb resurrected by the power buried in a single command, "Come out." For 3.5 years, it seemed there was nothing he couldn't do. He even taught this to his little band of followers when he told them, "With God, all things are possible." Then on April 3rd, A.D. 33, the cross shredded their faith. The followers of Jesus lost their confidence in him to do what he said he would do. The people of God have always been slow to believe him. They still are, it seems. I was slow to come to him, so he came to me. He found me in the dark on December 18, 1965, and he slipped into my heart through the crack of an open wound. I believed in him that night. I am old now. I have walked and stumbled with Jesus for more than 50 years. The main thing I have learned in our journey together is to keep the main thing the main thing. The only person who never needed any help chose 12 helpers. Why? He chose them for the pleasure it gave him to love them and to teach them to love what he loved. This, then, is the main thing: loving God, loving others, and teaching others to love what Jesus loves. Discipleship is not about passing on some skills. That's a mentoring relationship. Discipleship is not an accountability relationship. People stress accountability when they don't know how to relate. Discipleship is loving someone, enjoying a person with whom we have a special chemistry, and teaching them to love the things that Jesus loves. Discipling someone is not an obligation. It is a pleasure. Why did Jesus heal the sick? For the same reason he taught us to pray for our daily bread. We need to be well. Jesus loved to heal. Jesus loved to pray. He taught his disciples to heal and to pray. This is all so simple, unless you have the misfortune of being a theologian and living in the Western world. After I had believed in Jesus, I led people to Jesus and taught them to love what I loved. I loved doing evangelism, praying, reading the Bible, studying the Bible, memorizing the Bible, reading Christian authors, especially C.S. Lewis, and making disciples. I did this because Scott Manley, a young life leader, 8 years older than me, loved me and taught me to do these things. I became a young life leader like Scott. I prayed for the sick, but not effectively.